No, don't do that. Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley with Fetish Locator. So what in the fuck did we decide that we were going to do with Lydia? Were we gonna come in her pussy? Were we gonna fuck her ass? Were we gonna piss on and in her?
Let's come in her pussy to see what happens.
We're gonna want to gag, choke, and deep throat, or do we want to bind and dominate her ass?
If she's a virgin, I'd start a little lot.
Just gonna straight
but
up.
How's he gonna do that with a damn?
Yeah, so let's. I want to try the bind and dominate. Have you ever heard of BDSM?
This is where I tell you, you have to beat the shit out of
me. Sadism and masochism.
So
I was thinking more of the bondage and domination. I would tie you up all sorts of different ways and fuck you every way possible. Fuck me. I would if I could. I know I said your deepest, darkest fantasy, but...
Boy, you see, she ain't liking that.
Too much? I just don't know if I'll ever be ready for that.
Ooh. Yeah, you gotta ease her in.
Don't worry, we don't ever need to do that. It's just a fantasy. Yeah, I know, it's just... Did I upset you? Is that the time? Don't you need to get ready for class? What? Oh, yeah, you didn't... You really shouldn't miss any classes during finals week.
Okay.
Look, I'm sorry if I... We could talk about that later. You really should get to class. Sure. I just want to say that I'm sorry if I upset you. That's okay.
No.
Forget about that, okay? Now, get your ass to class. Okay.
No matter how hard you have to try, forget about it, please.
Hey.
Grim, wait.
Yeah?
I love you. Thank you so much for everything, especially today.
Well, you won't
tell
let
Lydia,
me tie you up.
Mm. Tell Lydia you love her too, or tell Lydia that you enjoyed it as well.
I'd say you'd want to reciprocate. You already fucked up with the BDSM. Hmm.
I love you too. You know something? What's that? You're my favorite girl.
Oh, fuck.
You're so sweet. Alright, I'm gonna get my ass to class. He did fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Right, go.
Then he's gonna tell the other one.
Ambrose is gonna be pissed.
Woman.
Oh, man. Phew, seems like everyone's a little late today.
Hey, Grim, what's up, man?
Huh. Just waiting for the class to start.
Wait,
what's up? Feels like we haven't talked in forever.
Huh. Fucking your sister had a chromosome or something?
Mood. The fuck you been up to anyway?
The usual, you know. Hanging with Chloe? Studying? Oh, I got a part-time gig, actually.
Oh, shit, nice. Mr. Moneybags over here. Moneybags my ass. It pays like dog shit.
Oof, well, something's better than nothing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I tell myself every day, not to kill myself.
To you not killing yourself.
To not killing myself.
You're not gonna kill yourself, right?
I'm not. I'm fucking around, man. I'm not gonna kill myself. Christ. I'm not ready to go on a grippy sock vacation just yet.
Grippy sock vacation?
Yeah. The grippy sock girls. The femcel girls and the bipolar girls, they talk about grippy sock vacations. Grippy sock vacations are where they put you in a mental hospital. And they literally have social media groups about grippy sock girls.
Hmm.
Yeah. Now, I've been in one. I've talked to some of those girls. They belong there. Not to mention poor Chloe would be pretty bummed, and I can't do that to her.
Huh.
How's it been with her anyway? Last we met, I, came in her ass, which I then ate.
Uh-huh.
Right? That was... interesting, fucked up.
Did it taste like a taste of home?
In you? All of the above, I guess, sans a new awakening, but who the fuck knows anymore?
What do you mean?
This FL stuff has me doing stuff I never imagined.
Good stuff or bad stuff?
Only time will tell.
Dramatic fuck.
You felched my cum out of your sister's ass. You can't talk.
Yeah. Hedonism, baby. Life's fucked and we're all gonna die. Gotta live it to the fullest while you're here. And waste not, want not, friend. Or my friend, rather. Gotta recycle where you can and not let anything go to waste.
There has to be better ways to live life, and there has to be better things to fucking recycle.
Try it before you razz me. Yeah, I think I'm good. A day's gonna come A day's gonna come where you have to suck a cream pie. Yeah. Maybe even your own, I ain't judging.
Hey, kid,
from the ass and or pussy. And or pussy of a person you love. And I want you to remember your old pal Kevo when it happens. A Kevo. Old pal Kevo.
Right, I'll keep you in mind.
And I forgot to mention, I got a gold star for that, so who's the cream pie sucker now?
Yeah, that's what I do when I'm having sex. Think of all my closest friends.
Still you. But hold up, you got a gold star?
Yeah.
Yeah. How?
What you mean, how?
Are you in the retention program?
What? The what now?
My dude, I don't know what you're talking about. But I got a notification from FL a couple days back saying that they released a new thing. That new thing was the gold star stuff.
Huh.
What else did it say?
I don't remember. Something about how their closed beta was a success, so they're rolling it out to the masses.
And what does it do exactly?
The gold stars? Seems pretty interesting. Says something about how you can restore daily streaks with it. Oh, you get cool badges and profile customization stuff. Discounts in the shop. Higher priority on any ads you post. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just your usual gamified stuff. Pretty smart, in my opinion.
Seems like the gold stars from the retention program was a beta test of sorts. What does this mean? Has the function of the stars changed? FL told me that I can use the gold stars to skip the punishment, and maybe that's changed now.
Hey, you alright, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm alright. Just got lost in thought for a bit. Alright.
Good morning, everyone! I was caught up with some personal things today, so it seems I was a bit late. Bingo, it's right here. It says here I have one ongoing punishment and then I can reduce the length of it for 3 gold stars. And apparently I've gone through the punishment long enough that I can end it right now. Do I even have any? Damn. Well, shit. There goes that plan. At least I know that it can be done. Now, where the hell do I find 3 gold stars? Ask Mario. He's able to get a shitload of them if anyone remembers Mario 64. Oi, are you out of class yet? Stacy. No, it just started. Oh well, I got a thing I gotta go to. Could you pick me up after class? Thing? Sure. Nice, love you, bye, XOXO. Study hard, you dingus.
Alright, let's get started then, shall we?
Well, damn, I thought I was gonna get to talk as the teacher. Wonder what the thing... Shit, sorry. Oh, please, like you haven't seen me naked before. Not to mention, if you really cared about privacy, you'd have knocked.
Hey.
I did. And then came in right away. I'm respecting your privacy by knocking, but asserting my authority as your brother by coming in anyway. Knucklehead. What are you dressing up for anyway? Job interview.
Huh?
Oh, right. You see, a job is what you do to gain money. I know what a job is, you sarcastic ass. I'm just surprised. About what? About you getting a job. Why is that surprising? I don't know. Feels like you're all grown up, I guess.
Hey.
I am all grown up. You're practically a fetus. Shut the fuck up. I'm gonna need to find a job sooner or later. Can't live that hot girl life while broke. Right? Right. How do I look? Professional as fuck. Sleek and clean with a side of boss bitch.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Button up shirt.
I gotta piss.
She's gonna get a job at a strip club or a bar.
We don't know. Knew I shouldn't have drunk that second cup of coffee.
Hey.
I'm seriously getting concerned about your caffeine intake.
Yeah, no.
It's that or cocaine. Pick your poison. She's right, you know. Fair enough. So what's this gig anyway? Not sure, they weren't specific. But I found a flyer saying that the CPD was looking for people with computer knowledge, whatever that might mean. Here's hoping it's a dev job or something.
Oh, pardon me.
You're gonna work for the cops?
Hey.
Hey, I'm not saying no to that government money. Do you even know how much they're paying? Nope, but I'm sure I can sweet talk myself into a couple hundred grand. Right.
You gotta do some awful nasty stuff for a couple hundred grand.
All right. I think that's everything. Every hole's a goal if you're gonna try to get that money. I'm ready to go. They literally had the
shirt.
They literally had the audacity. Huh? What?
That'd be a good shirt. Every hole's a goal. $1 million.
I'm sure somebody's already made a shirt like that.
Yeah.
They literally had the audacity to just go and put like a golf course on. I can.
Every hole to go.
Every go.
Or.
It's a golf course. Like every hole is a goal in golf. So it makes
sense.
You
have a hot girl with a golf club.
Yep. There you go.
Of course, I don't play golf. I'd have to find another hole related game.
They literally.
Skee-bo. Hot girl playing skee-bo. Every hole's a go. Swiss cheese. Every hole's a
no. I don't like that. They literally had the audacity to just go, somehow Palpatine returned. Yeah! Tell me, motherfucker, somehow Palpatine returned. Somehow. Somehow.
Nah.
Alright, well, I admit that line was rough. But I don't know, man. I still kind of liked it. Ow! Well, your taste is trash and you should feel bad. That he should, folks. That he should. The Star Wars ended with Return of the Jedi. That's it.
Yeah.
No.
Well.
Yeah, it is Return of the Jedi.
You have 1, 2, and 3.
And then you have 4, 5,
the
prequels, and
6. Basically.
And then you have
Yeah, he started with 4, 5, 6 because he said it. He thought it was a more interesting story.
But okay, like I said, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. You have Anakin becoming Darth Vader, and then Anakin, basically it was the rise, fall, and redemption. The way it was said is the rise, fall, and redemption of Anakin Skywalker. Anakin Skywalker was he was basically redeemed through...
Saved Luke.
Yeah, when he, you know, was, Darth Vader was destroyed. Because Darth Vader was the thing that made, that was channeling his evil.
He was doing it because
Emperor,
he thought he was doing good to begin with.
The Emperor took advantage of his weakness and turned him into Darth, and that's how he became Darth Vader. And it wasn't until Luke confronted him and defeated him that he was able to burn away the thing that had destroyed Anakin. Ass. Oh, how's the situation, by the way?
What?
Oh. Same old, same old. Damn. Well, maybe we try and see what we can do about that later tonight. Maybe we can see what we can do about that later tonight, brother. Stacy, stop. Not here. Why not? It's just... I know that we're... more than we were before now. And it's exciting. But at the same time, we need to take this one step at a time. Society doesn't exactly take kindly to what we're doing. If someone finds out about us, who cares? Fuck them. I care about you, and to the best of my knowledge, you care about me. That's all that matters. People that can't keep to their fucking lane can go fuck themselves. I agree, but still. I get what you're trying to do. I don't like it, though, but I get it.
You could kiss her. Why not?
Hypocrite.
Yeah.
Rules for thee, but not for me. I have used that this week.
Hey, he's kissing his sister, everybody. Look, he's a phony.
No. It's the, don't worry, nobody's watching. Like on Ren and Stimpy, and then they show the window, everybody. And there's the horse and the little boy, and everybody's shocked.
Mom, Dad, what are y'all doing on the train?
I'm kidding. Thank you. I'm happy you understand.
It looks like they're the only ones on it.
Yeah, looks like we're here.
Oh.
You want to have sex where the hobo pissed this morning?
How much longer is this going to take?
Yeah.
Our famous speedy government at work, ladies and gentlemen.
British.
I feel like I'm aging years every second. Huh. Oh, come down, you drama queen. It's literally only been like 15 minutes. That's 15 minutes too much. You know how much you could do in 15 minutes?
Yeah, I've been doing.
Hey.
Here, drink this. Apparently it's harder to get anxious when you have something in your mouth.
Huh?
Is that an innuendo?
Yeah.
Only if you make it one. Now drink up. Thank you.
Hmm.
Why'd you apply to this anyway? They're using straws? What do you mean? I'm sure there must be plenty of other tech jobs, right? Even internships. I've never in my life seen someone drink a soda like that. So why CPD? I don't know, it's hard to explain. It's like, I like tech, but I kind of hate the culture. So I wanted something that was related to tech, but far away from that whole bubble. And then it's like I said, saw the flyer, thought it might be something, and now here we are, still waiting. Well, is this what you want to do in the future as well?
Uh-uh.
Fuck no, I'm gonna start my own company, make my own damn destiny instead of living under someone else's for 50 years and then dying.
Hmm.
So this is just a stepping stone then? Pretty much. Hmm, good to know. It says the crown.
The crown is the police department.
Yeah, I know. I wonder if our situation is going to be a problem.
Only if you start having retarded babies.
Yeah.
They're already British.
How would it be a problem? Well, I mean, there was already that woman that fucked the entire police force. And they said
they weren't related unless
she said she got a job at Amtrak recently. She said, and no, this is a real post. She said, I got a job at Amtrak, and I've always loved trains. And everybody was like, yeah, we know you love trains.
That's what we heard a couple months back.
Yep. Well, it's a federal job. They do background checks and all that shit. Yeah, but it's not like we blast everything for everyone to see. Literally, like, only 3 people in the whole world know about us, 2 of them being us. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Hmm.
Stacy Young? Do we have a Stacy Young in here?
Yes!
Shit, yes, that's me.
Uh-huh.
What just said my name?
Of course I know that guy, he's me. Okay. Great, come this way, please.
Uh-huh.
Of course.
Do you smoke the devil's lettuce?
Oh my god, okay, I got this. Wish me luck.
Don't
Oh my god, okay, I got this. Wish me luck.
Hey.
What does she look like? Looks better than what she did look.
Yeah, but that's her. That's literally her.
Likes them trains.
She likes trains. It says, I can't believe I've landed my dream job working for Amtrak. Ever since I was a little girl, I've loved riding in trains. Now I get to ride from city to city and get paid for it. And everyone was super nice to me on my first day.
I bet. They're trying to lay a foundation.
Yep. Everybody knows.
Every guy was so courteous and nice.
Mm-hmm.
Offered me lunch. I didn't even do anything.
Yep. Absolutely. Hey, I'm proud of you. You got this. Thank you. Oh, okay. Love you. Bye. It's got a corn.
Thirty minutes later.
Hey.
Hey, how'd it go? Let's go. Not well, then. Like, seriously, who the fuck does drug tests these days? Life is shit, and we're all zooted out of our minds to cope anyway. They can go fuck themselves with that drug test shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kinda annoying. Oh, and a fucking polygraph test on top of all that for a fucking data entry position?
Thought she was smart.
What do they think I'm going to do? WikiLeaks 2 Electric Boogaloo?
At the police department.
Yeah, makes sense. I swear to God, it was the dumbest shit ever. I guess you're gonna pass on the job then. Well, I don't know, it's a stable job and I can start whenever. The pay is alright, I guess, livable. I don't know, I'll have to sleep on it. I can't wait until I have my own thing.
What? She doesn't pass a drug test, you can come back later?
I don't know, it's weird.
Rightio, you're welcome to Scotland Yard.
I can do whatever, whenever, and no one can tell me shit. Well, you gotta start somewhere. I'm sure you'll be running the department by the end of the month. They don't tell you how exhausting interviews are.
Yeah.
Yep, they're super draining. Wanna go get some ice cream before we go home? Yes. Huh. Allison. Hey, are you busy? Depends what's up. Can you come over for a bit? This might be my chance to talk to Allison about what went down at the party. Sure, I'm with someone right now. I can be over in a bit, though. Great, thank you.
Hey.
Everything all right?
Yeah.
Nice, you know, I really want to try that cookie dough ice cream. Cookie dough? You're gonna get salmonella or something. That's bullshit. Worth it. 30 minutes later. Alright, guys, we're gonna end it here. We're meeting up with Allison. We got a major, major surprise for you guys after this, so stay tuned. This is the Grimlord. We'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Fetish Locator.